Can the soul exist without the body? Yeah, of course. Because the soul and the body are two separate categories of existence. The body is material, the soul is spiritual. It's like I can exist without my computer. But if I am working in a high-tech software environment, then practically I may not be able to do anything without my computer. So like that, when we exist in the material world, we need the material body to function. Very little we can do without the material body. But there are well-documented cases of some phenomena where people are able to function or be conscious even when their body is dysfunctional. I'm talking about near-death experiences. Near-death experiences have within them another genre or subset of experiences which are called out-of-body experiences. So near-death experiences can happen, say, when a person is having a cardiac arrest or some accident and they have come very close to death. So in some of such situations, the patients see themselves from an out-of-body perspective. And they actually describe specific events that happened when they were unconscious. And they describe this in great detail, often events which were not known, which they could not have known. So, for example, you know, there are many researchers who have done this. There was a girl once, a young woman. Now, she and her brother, they were very loving, but her brother was actually, was quite resentful of her. So what happened was she got an accident and her brother came to the hospital. And she, out of her frustration, said that, he was upset both because of the accident, because of their animosity, that whatever was there. And he said, I think she is going to die now. And he said that not with grief, but with relief. I think he is going to die now. And when she came back to consciousness, he saw her words screaming at her brother. He says, how dare you be happy when I die? He says, what do you mean? He says, I saw you there. I heard you speaking this. How did you hear? She was unconscious. She was being operated. But what had happened was, she had actually, the soul and the mind, subtle body, they come out of the body. And they can perceive themselves from an out-of-body perspective. Sometimes they perceive things near them. Sometimes they perceive things a little further away also. So there are many well-documented cases of this phenomena of out-of-body experiences. And some people talk about something, oh, I went and saw something in the sky, I met someone. Now all that part, some mystical being I saw, that is unverifiable scientifically. But if they have given factually accurate perceptions, they are called, in OBE study, they are called as veridical perception, factually accurate perceptions, then that is comprises a very strong pointer to the possibility that the soul can exist separate from the body and can also be aware of things separate from the body. Yes. Sorry? Yes, exactly, yes. Through such experiences, there can be a valid inference. It says what they have experienced, that is a universal reality, but the emergency situations which they have gone through, we have not gone through, so we may not experience similarly. But from them, their experience, we can infer that this is a universal reality. Thank you.